بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor, Israel. Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
March 12, 2024. When Almighty God, who is the mine, source, and creator of greatness, endows something with the title of great, as in, and the great Qur'an, Qur'an chapter 15, verse 87, the meaning is truly something that is lofty, high, and valuable. This is what you are reciting. The Qur'an is greater than and surpasses anything else that Almighty God has brought into existence beneath the heavens. The Qur'an is the great of the two most valuable things left behind by the Prophet, peace be upon him, the other being his progeny. Imagine that I leave among you two valuable reserves. Something that is valuable and precious refers to the Qur'an. So the Imams of Guidance, peace be upon them, the pure lights that illuminate the universe, come after the Qur'an. How do we conduct ourselves with regard to the Qur'an? You, the reciters of the Qur'an, each and every one of you are bringing God's message from His throne to us on earth. This is what it means to recite the Qur'an. You convey the content of His words to us.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
Each of us who are spiritual, you bring the Quran down upon our hearts. For those of us who are listeners, our ears benefit from listening to the Qur'an. Know your worth. So, there are a few points to consider. One point is the significance of the recitation of the Qur'an. Now, the grandeur of the Qur'an is valuable in itself, and so are the contents of the Qur'an that contain the most important divine teachings in the world of creation. However, the very act of reciting the Qur'an is valuable. Almighty God commands the greatest being that He created, that is, the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, to recite. So recite as much of the Qur'an as is feasible. It says, so recite as much of it as is feasible. Qur'an chapter 73, verse 20. You must read the Qur'an. You must recite it. Recite to them the story of Noah, chapter 10, verse 71. Recite to them the story of Abraham, chapter 26, verse 69. God commands the prophet to recite. So, one of our duties is to recite the Quran.
Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done.